plug into the minds of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Selling with Love podcast. And something happened. I think it's for the first time we actually delayed the release of our podcast. Instead of being a Thursday, we're doing it a Friday. And there's actually a good reason for that is I've had the longest travel time I've ever had in my life, a full 60 hours that it took from going from Kuala Lumpur to Ottawa, Canada. A matter of fact, it wasn't that bad of an experience, and it kind of ties into the theme of what I wanted to share today, because sometimes not everything goes beautifully. Sometimes not everything goes as planned. And for those who might not be familiar with the methodology of selling with love, one of the core definitions and principles about this concept is what you're selling is when you know what you offer is so much more than what you ask in return. That's what selling with love is all about. Now, the caveat to this is that you will not fully know exactly the value that somebody will receive from buying your product and service until they actually buy it and use it. And it's at that moment that you will know exactly, based on their feedback with your product, if they receive more value than what they paid for. Now, this means every time a sale is made, there's a risk that is taken and there's a chance that is taken. What we explain in the principles of selling with love, which I want to remind everyone, is the more that we understand and love the client, the lower the risk of what we sell to them will actually disappoint them. Because with a certain level of understanding, and if you are listening, paying attention, asking powerful questions that let you identify what benefits someone will have with the product that you offer them, the better you can be confident that what you're going to sell to them at the price you're selling it is truly going to be valuable to them and make them a happy customer. But what happens when they're not? What happens if the moment they buy, maybe they don't use the product effectively? Maybe they weren't as accurate in the answers of your questions that it ends up they're not that happy, they're not satisfied, and the value that they received was actually lower than what they paid for. What do we do now? Well, one of the principles I want to reiterate here is the fact that if you are selling with love, regardless of these situations when they happen, is how do we show compassion and how do we actually make it so that our policies are creating raving fans when this scenario happens? And what I want to speak and make sure you are paying attention to is what is the sentiment that someone who is unsatisfied with your product is going to have if they come across a request for a refund? Now, if you are like me and you are very active and you used to sign up to gyms, and I don't know how it is back in your country, but I remember back in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, if you wanted to sign up to a gym membership, it was one of the worst user experiences. I remember there were these complicated contracts where sign-up fees would appear, and then you would sign up to a monthly plan. But if you wanted to cancel, there was a cancellation fee. Matter of fact, it was almost impossible for you to cancel your gym membership. And whatever you ended up paying was so much more than what you were expecting when the deals were being advertised. And so, oh my God, this was like the trap of signing up to a gym. You'd never cancel, even if you weren't excited about using the gym anymore. And every time you'd go to cancel, they'd kind of push you and coerce you and say, yeah, maybe this is an opportunity you'd go back into the gym. When at the end of the day, maybe you had a different workout routine. Maybe you prefer to work out from home. Maybe you wanted to sign up to a different place, but you were locked in and the policies were terrible and you were just left with a bitter taste in your mouth for the whole industry. And enough people got frustrated that gyms started reacting to this. And now you can see that gym memberships are much more flexible. They offer oftentimes some trials that you don't need to sign up to anything. You even get to do drop-in classes. And so as buyers, when we demanded more, the market adapted. But at the beginning, not so much. And we've seen this across multiple industries. If you look at cell phone contracts, oh my God, I remember the first times, especially in Canada where I'm from, cell phone contracts were some of the worst and most expensive. Again, sign-up fee, cancellation fee, three-year contracts, and they would lock you in forever. So people were becoming upset. We didn't like it. And of course, the market had to respond eventually based on us just saying, we will not take this no more. Which brings me into the personal growth industry. See, In the beginning, I've noticed so many companies, when they would make a sale, they would do whatever it was within their power to offer the littlest refund or no refund at all. And this actually left a lot of bad eggs in the industry. I've noticed there were some laws that were passed in states which would ask for mandatory cool down periods, because you would go to a seminar, they would make a big upsell from the stage, and if you want to get a refund after the event, once the buzz of the event was done, you would actually not be allowed to do a refund. You'd be stuck with the product, and then it would really make you look at the personal growth industry in a negative light. I will say, even if I do not work there anymore, I had such amazing experience working for Mindvalley, and it was one of the things that I thought were the best and most innovative things they've done in the industry, is they started offering very generous refund policies on all their personal growth products. And again, listening to what people were trying to do, they're going through personal transformation. How can we be compassionate if someone's not having the experience that they want with the product? So generous and no questions asked refund policy became something to encourage in this industry. It made that customers who demanded more finally were able to respond to a company who decided to offer more, lower, and remove the risk for the client to take action of trying out your product. Now, I have to share an experience for myself, which I was so surprised and blown away, because I had an experience where I bought a product, which actually was about increasing one of the business lines that I was working on. And I don't want to do any name dropping because it's not necessary, but I'm someone who's very confident in the purchase, and I expect a lot of love and compassion if I notice that there's not a match with the product that I bought. Person came through a referral. I remember having quick conversations with them on Facebook, and they tell me this is the monthly price. And I'm like, you know what? I won't ask any questions. I'll just sign up to the monthly price. And if I see this product isn't a fit, you know, I'll cancel it at that time. But at least they get to deal with a client, not a lead. And I find that's a very easy way for me to assess a product and decide if it's right for me. And lo and behold, a couple months into it, I'm looking at my expenses and I realize this is not a product I'm using that much. So I just message the company. I say, hey guys, not getting the value with the product, and I'm hoping I can make a cancellation at this point. And the response that I get is, oh, you haven't read our terms and conditions. You can't make a cancellation. You have to pay for an entire year. And I'm surprised, and I'm just like, okay, maybe they're right. And of course, they forward me the PDF of the terms and conditions. Now, it wasn't a question that I hadn't read the terms and conditions. I'm hoping here that this is going to be more of a compassionate organization, given how quickly I signed up and paid monthly, and I didn't engage much with the product. I'm expecting it should be a quick refund, but of course, they're trying to squeeze as much money as possible and giving justification, saying like, as a company that's looking to coach you and support your success, we really want you to have success with our product. That is why we will not issue refunds and continue to charge you. Nonetheless, I am left with a sour taste in my mouth. I'm doing this episode right now even for mentioning how this negative experience. And again, I won't mention names publicly, but if you ever write to me privately and you're concerned, I can definitely give you some more details. But I was thinking about it, and I was looking at my own policy, and I had a similar client that came to me, and I have an annual membership for my Selling with Love, and this person was paying monthly, and she came to me and she's like, Jason, listen, priorities have changed in my business and I'm cutting out on some expenses and I'm actually prioritizing on a lot of things happening in my personal life as well. Can I put my membership on hold or cancel my access? And my answer was simple. I said, no problem. I put the thing on hold. I said, I wish you the best of luck. I can't wait for you to come back when you're ready. And if there's anything in between that we can offer you support with, we're so excited that you at least took a chance to become one of our clients. And I was glad that we got to support you in the times that you needed that support. All the best. See, the difference here is I've left that client that has left me with, of course, I would have loved for them to continue with me. But now I know they're a positive advocate for my brand, and I've left them with a positive experience, and I feel good about all the value that I delivered. And if they're prioritizing something else, I know that if she does want to come back to getting sales support, I will be the person she comes back to. As opposed to this other organization might have squeezed a couple thousand dollars extra from me, but I am not excited about spending a single other dime with this organization. And I'm definitely not going to be someone who promotes their organization now that I've seen how I was treated in the process of asking for this cancellation. So what I want to highlight here is, in the moments that it doesn't go as you planned, maybe there wasn't a right fit personality-wise, if you're being a coach or you're being a consultant, Can you make it so that it's so easy for someone to possibly get a refund and be able to choose a different path so that they are still promoters of your brand? Because think about all the industries that made it really easy for you to cancel. I mean, you look at Amazon, if ever you sign up to their Prime offer, super easy to cancel. So of course you're ready to sign up whenever you need it. I've even looked at tech software where SurveyMonkey, I'll do name dropping on big organizations here, SurveyMonkey basically renewed the contract for a year. I write to them, I say, hey, I'm actually looking to cancel this service. Is it possible to get a prorated refund? And they say, nope, we are not giving any refunds from people on the annual plan. So you have access for the rest of the year and we will not give you money back. I said, all right, no problem. I definitely don't want the auto renew that was set up and I will never want to sign up with you again. You've definitely lost a lifetime client because that was too much trouble to cancel and no compassion. Versus I was using Kajabi and I've downgraded from multiple websites to one website. I wrote to them. I said, I already started a couple days of the month on the premium package. Is it possible to refund me and prorate me? They said, no problem. Here's a refund. Actually, they didn't refund. They said, we took the extra you paid, give you credit so you don't need to pay on the future months and we've already downgraded your account. Now, I want to be an affiliate for Kajabi. I want to promote them and SurveyMonkey. I do not recommend it to anyone. If you want a proper survey tool, go into Selling with Love community. We'll give you some proper recommendations, but I will not recommend SurveyMonkey. So again, think about what is the ripple effect of your policies because not everyone's going to be happy with your product and service. But can you create raving fans even in the sense of the people that might not need to be your client right away? This is an important part of selling with love, which not every sale is successful because we always take that risk. Now, coming back as to why this episode has been delayed, well, the airlines were delayed and I missed a connecting flight. And this, I want to give a kudos to the team at Qatar Airways. They're not paying me or anything to promote that, but they took such good care of us as we had to transfer. We had to spend 26 hours in Doha, but they did everything in their power to make sure that our needs were taken care of, that we were really well treated, even though everything was a mess. And of course, it took 60 hours to get back home. That is why I'm a little late on the podcast today. But now, Qatar, lifelong client, absolutely love that airline. They have been voted 7 years in a row best airline in the world. And I think there's a reason why. Been on other airlines and I've never seen that level of compassion and care, even in the times that thing didn't go right. And so I think a lot of your love comes in the times that aren't so smooth. Keep that in mind. And if you're selling successfully or not, keep love as that central emotion and you will be creating raving fans from buyers, refunders, non-buyers, and keep growing in the process.
I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.